What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louie.
Jasmine.
Welcome to the show.
And don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
Do you guys think, that I should wear more jewelry?
I was about to explore that option, too. What kind?
Okay, so what I've been seeing on TV a lot.
Yes.
Specifically The Bachelor, because I feel like the Bachelor people always dress pretty good.
Yeah.
So, have you seen those stupid bracelets
Everyone
with the beads?
Everyone wants those damn bracelets.
But, like, I see them so much, I'm like, do I need those to up my game a little bit? Because now I have the ring and the watch, and I typically match them, if you guys notice. I got this black calculator watch for my birthday from Amber.
Okay.
Whoa. And it matches my black wedding ring.
Okay.
So, now I feel like I kind of want to, like, do a lot more.
Do you want to start with the bracelet?
I'll do like maybe a necklace, like a chain.
Well, you wear a chain.
Like a poppy chain.
Sometimes.
And it's just on the show.
When you wear you wear a Dodger shirt.
Yeah. And so what do you think if I got those douchey bead bracelets?
Okay. Jasmine doesn't. Well, I brought it up to Jasmine.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes. She's great. But sometimes, instead of building me up and saying, you know what? I think you would look good in that.
Uh-huh.
She was like, oh, they're like for little kids, I feel. Like you put.
Well, they kind of do those friendship bracelet things too, right?
Well, those are a little bit. Those are like the Taylor Swift ones you're talking about, okay. Right?
Never good.
Okay.
Or no, like, no.
It's just never
it just
good.
Is. It's
they're, like, well, they're Justin Bieber ones, to be fair.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like once you start doing like the cloth ones, okay, maybe one's fine, right? And then you start getting like more and more. You're one bracelet away from being Johnny Depp at some point.
Oh, okay.
I just feel like it can snowball out of control. All of a sudden,
I agree,
a mile away.
How many is the limit? How many bracelets?
Two
max, right?
Unlike that's, Mean and, Girls,
and the by the way, exist. What kind? Because I like the thin, subtle. I like that it's just like a subtle look. If you start going too thick on the bracelet or multiple, like, you know, past two, then it defeats the purpose why I would want one. It has to be subtle and slick. I don't know.
Well, what you guys let me know what you think. Okay, now I know what you're thinking, guys. I know what you're thinking. All the good jobs are taken.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I need a better job, but I can't get one.
Oh.
And all of the good ones, there's too much competition. Well, I found the job for you guys, finally.
So a good one
I found
with
a
no
good
competition.
Job. No competition.
Okay.
Huge upside.
Okay.
Only for guys, though. It's the only thing. So
of
sorry,
course,
Jasmine.
Of
but
course.
Yeah.
I feel like the amount of money that Louis can make with this much leverage, you don't need to work anymore. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but Japanese people need porn stars immediately.
Oh.
Have you heard this?
I have heard this.
Okay. Have you heard this?
Yes.
Movie?
Why?
Okay. Shimikin, this guy, has been dubbed Japan's king of adult video actors. To date, he's appeared in over 7,000 adult movies during his 16-year career.
That's a lot of juice.
Now, guess how many male porn actors there are in Japan at the time this was written, which is a little while ago, but still.
Based on the no competition thing?
Yes.
He's the sole and only one?
Well, he's the biggest one.
Oh, okay.
But how, you know, I'll give you some context. There are 6,000 porn debut actresses per year in Japan.
Oh,
shit. 6,000 per year. And that's probably like debuting on some sort of platform. Not the ones that are doing their own porn and stuff like that, right?
Like
so that's how many a day, right? 365 days a year. There's a lot a day, right?
Yeah.
So that's about how many females there are. So how many, and that's per year. That's
just
not
of new
total.
Ones.
That's
just
crazy.
New ones.
Yeah.
But in total, in the porn scene.
In Japan,
how many do you think there are?
Well, if it's 6,000, I'm going to say
per year,
new ones. I'm going to be conservative here and say 100,000.
100,000 male porn actors.
Oh, no. I thought you meant.
No. I want to know how many males do you think that
there are?
Oh, shit. They're saying they're having the shortage.
20?
20 male porn? That's it?
Okay. So if they have 80,000, I'm going to go with, let's just say 1,000. I think 1,000.
I think that's a better
conservative. Okay, my bad.
That's an actual conservative.
I'm trying to go to Japan, huh?
So anyway, there are 70 or so.
70?
70.
Shit.
For the 6,000 per year. So what? They just don't have enough. In fact, the male porn actor is so rare that they are more rare than a Bengal tiger.
Oh, shit. Whoa. How old is this guy, by the way?
Shimikin?
Yeah. I'm just wondering what the age range is of these porn.
He's probably like the golden Shimikin. Bachelor of porn.
She'll make him a cup.
He couldn't help it.
He couldn't help it.
I had it a while ago.
You know what? I don't know.
I was just wondering. Okay.
So anyway, I just thought there was
70, dude.
It's great because it's Japan. We love Japan.
I would have guessed a higher number, but I only went so low because I knew that it was
ridiculous.
You prefaced by saying
I feel like your guess ruined the story. I don't know. 4?
Yeah.
It's a whole country.
Dad was like, let me have this.
Let's go on to the next article for kidding. I don't know. 2?
Okay. Oh, I want to use that later.
So I don't know if you can just go to Japan and be a porn actor in Japan, or they need Japanese porn actors specifically.
Now, do you think it's also because of the preference that they have in Japan for porn? So, for instance, do Japanese men prefer to watch a girl-on-girl?
I don't think so. I feel like, don't you guys think maybe it's because, you think it's like a confidence thing? Like, maybe they just don't have enough people? Because you know how, like, the amount of, I think, like, relationships are low, like not a lot of
Japan
people.
Japan is there's a crazy thing happening.
Yeah,
over there,
yeah.
Right?
So they don't
have abandoned cities now, don't they?
Yeah,
have you heard
or
about that?
Towns full of singles and stuff like that. So it's like
not
now,
babies.
Yeah. So they have all those weird like sex robots and all that. They have different things.
Do you think it's their work culture thing
that
they work so much?
I think it's that and
repression,
and it's just like.
Well, you've been
you
there.
Know, the Japanese and the shame and the honor and that kind of stuff. So I think that probably like...
Oh, he likes the finger in his butt all the time. Right. Like, oh,
which,
the shame.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's the son.
You fucking have to hear Kitty or whatever they call it.
Head of the family.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going on with the 6,000 women, but I think it probably has to do with something like that.
Yeah. It has to be. Go ahead.
All right. So mine, just to kind of pivot a little bit. Have you guys heard about this... this Peruvian village that recently apparently like they've been getting attacked by like predator style aliens every night in like July. Okay. So
predator style, what?
Aliens.
Aliens.
That's
every
what they
night?
Call them. Yeah. So Peruvian villagers claim to have been attacked by predator style aliens. So it's this indigenous tribe called the Iquitu people. And it's, so basically they recently had this 15-year-old girl get attacked. So I guess they had an altercation with this. They're calling it an extraterrestrial. And she got, like, her neck was slashed. And they brought her into the hospital. But at this point, they're, like, 10 miles. They're, like, a 10-hour boat ride out from, like, the biggest village. They're, like, in the Amazon.
Right.
Shit.
So it got so bad that they have, like, this night guard of... They're, like, having, like, a community police... basically forced on in their village because they're so afraid that their women and children, like nobody can sleep. Like this is a village problem.
Wow.
So now they just recently are requesting like military.
Shut up, dude.
Isn't this crazy? It's
this
not in the
wild.
News that much. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been in the news that much. This guy recently got it out because they were watching like the news in Peru because his girlfriend is from Peru. So they like went out there and apparently he saw this on the news and they're talking very seriously about it.
And it says here that they're 7 feet tall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's a description from the leader. So this is the description of the alien. Their color is silver. Their shoes are round in shape. And with that, they rise up. They float 1 meter high and have a red, light on the heel. Their heads are long.
LA Gears? They have LA Gears.
They have the light of shoes?
I know. Their heads are long and their eyes are yellowish. So they're saying that this guy shot him twice, too. They're saying that they hover over the water almost like the Green Goblin, and that they're 7 feet tall, and they shot him twice, and he
with
like a gun.
Oh, okay, because I was like, if it's a bow and arrow. Hmm.
Oh, no, no. And they say that they're like really good at escaping because they'll see them and then leave. And I do have a video. It's not that great, because they're in the middle of Peru, the fact that they have phones is pretty wild.
Well, the Amazon, you know, not just.
Yeah.
That is not the video.
That's the video.
Oh, come on.
Jasmine, so that's what the is video. This? No, it is. They kind of went in and zoomed because it's really dark.
He said, Jasmine.
I thought it was gonna be like even the
are we watching Pac-Man?
No, okay, so it's really dark. It's a really obviously it's a shitty phone.
Yeah.
Think about when you're using a non-Apple phone. Apple phone and you get a text. Like
it looks
a photo
like remember that tank game when you had on your computer in 1995, dude, when you were like
we'll post the video. But yes, so this is the only footage they have.
And the monster is the thing on the right?
It's the green thing here.
Okay, let me see.
So it basically looks, it's very like pixelated because they've zoomed in and like added exposure. I'm telling you, it's hard to find information on this, like a better video because all the propaganda is saying there is a theory on what they think it is. The debunked. They basically, the police have debunked it.
Yeah, what is it?
They're saying it's miners that are doing, it's like these people that are trying to hide gold that's being mined there, and that they're on jetpacks and they're trying to scare the villagers. That's the official explanation, and that's the first thing you find when you search
miners in jetpacks.
Miners on jetpacks in the middle of the Amazon.
Nah,
to hide gold.
That they're protecting these caves that have gold in them. So that's their official explanation. If you Google stuff,
those are indigenous tribes. They've been there forever.
Yeah, they would know about them. They don't give a fuck about them.
They say that these that
and I when get, miners don't have jetpacks.
That's what I'm.
They're too rugged.
That well, they're trying to scare the villagers out. That's what they're saying.
No, I.
That's the official explanation.
But don't you think if it was something like miners and gold or something with so much money, they would just do it like the other people do and just like get rid of them, just go kill them or mow down the forest or you know.
Yeah, I don't think Westerners. So. I don't buy. That just makes me think it is something like a, you know, like an alien or
something.
Well,
what's pretty wild, too, is because, it sounds like a crazy explanation. And that's what you find right off the bat. If you search stuff, it's really hard to find anything. But what they don't say in a lot of reports or what the media is not reporting here in the U.S. is that this area apparently is like well known amongst people that are around the Amazon to be like extraterrestrial and like a hot zone for them.
Okay, got you. Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I just heard it and I hadn't heard it really in a lot of places. So
all right, so we're doing aliens up.
Yeah, aliens.
Miners down.
Okay. We go one at a time?
Well, we could do it at the same time.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do we believe or not?
Yes. Okay. Do we believe or not? One, two, three.
Whoa.
We're all like crooked fingers.
Louis 100%.
Yeah.
I'm about 60. Jasmine's about 60.
So.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think aliens, dude.
I don't buy the
miners with jetpacks. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Like, miners, I feel like the jetpack itself would be like, we have jetpacks now. Like, where's that news?
Yeah, who's like, using jetpacks?
What the fuck?
Exactly.
And wouldn't they be just like super loud?
Yeah.
Jetpacks are not like silent.
No,
and they're
unless
glowing.
They're using the water things.
Oh yeah.
Shh, shh.
But
and then
what?
You can really hear it.
Yeah. It's like... And then what's up with actually slashing people? Like the 15-year-old girl. Like you think a 15-year-old girl is going into a cave to try to find gold? I don't think so.
And
none
these
of this
miners
makes sense.
Are so fucking cutthroat. That they're just like
exactly
slashing people to death
with their
these fucking killer miners.
But
they
also
have a very specific trade.
Yeah.
They also can fly jetpacks, and they're fucking murderers.
Yes.
They're hard to find these type of miners. Uh-huh.
Right. And they're also super creative because they came up with this big like Scooby-Doo type, you know, idea to like, I got it, you know,
man,
fucking
try
wild.
Finding that on Indeed, looking for miners. Also killers that know how to ride jetpacks.
Yeah.
Must be comfortable working in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, no shit. Must be good with mosquitoes. Yeah. All right, so I found an article, and I won't have it up because it's about an app that was creating or is creating a lot of controversy because it's an app called Text with Jesus.
Text?
With Jesus. With Jesus.
Okay.
Text.
Got
yes.
you.
And it's an AI app where you can text Jesus.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yes, but that's not the super what's creating all the controversy is that you can also text Satan.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh, yes. So you can text. So, but the free, if you guys are wondering, you can get the free version of that app and you can just text Jesus.
Okay.
But if you want to text Satan, you have to pay $2.99 a month, which, come on.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Less for that in coffee, right? Mm-hmm. So Papa got the $2.99 one.
Papa got the $2.99
yes.
one?
Oh, and it comes shit. With, so let me take you down this fucking thing that I did. I
what
read
is
about
what
this.
Is that? You know what the app is called?
Text with Jesus.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's Text with Jesus. And it's free. There's a free version. And then I read about it. And then I said, if you pay the $2.99, you can. So I paid the $2.99. Mm-hmm. And then
really quick about paying the $2.99.
Yes.
Don't you ever find it funny when you like have a hard time, like, oh, I don't know, should I pay the $2.99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all
you
the
just
time.
Fucking blew $70 at the bar without even blinking an
yeah.
eye.
Who yeah. wants shots? You want a shot? You want a shot?
Yeah. And you're like $2.99.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is money different at the bar? Like, because yeah. I think the same thing, and I'm like, but it was worth it. And
yeah.
I'm like,
no, we got it. We got
when
it.
When you're there, you just have an unlimited amount for some
yes.
reason. You're like, that's never gonna run out.
Yeah. And you're at the bar at 1:30, dude. You created Facebook because, yep, I'm Zuckerberg. Everybody gets a fucking round,
yeah,
dude.
How do we spend $600 this month on
oh,
beer?
Shit.
Yeah.
Then in the morning, you're like looking at Text with Jesus. You're like, I don't know if we can afford
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Daniel Rockefeller, huh, last night?
Oh, according to me in the eye.
This coffee's like $9, dude.
I know.
But the Text with Jesus, I don't think so.
But anyway, so I get the app, and then I goes like, I open the app, and it says, it's almost, I wish you could plug it, hopefully it works here, but there's categories. It says the, let me see for a second, it says the Holy Family, and then it's almost like a contact list. It has the Holy Family, has Jesus Christ, Mary, and Joseph.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask.
And then underneath that, it has the Apostles. It comes with the apostles. Now, these were all locked until I paid the $2.99. At least most of them were. And it has Paul, Matthew, Luke, and then at the bottom. And then I went all the way to the bottom, and I couldn't see Satan. And I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
I just paid $2.99, you know? And then I went in there, and then apparently you have to go into the settings. It's maybe this should scare us a little bit, but it's the default setting on the app doesn't allow you to have Satan. You have to go in there yourself and click that you want to text, enable texting with Satan.
So you pay it, and then you also have to go there and enable it in the settings.
In the settings. Sure, so if you guys get that and you get the premium account, because
you
want to talk
to that kind of money.
Yeah, if you got that kind of money, you got that Daniel Rockefeller money. You want to talk to Satan? Go to the settings. Enable. There it is. Here we go. The Holy Family. Now I have it. I clicked on Jesus really quick.
Is Jonah
I did this.
In there?
And then it just said, hello, my friend. And then I don't know what it did. The whole fucking thing. I'm Jesus. I'm sure it says that. But let's go through it has the apostles.
Oh, Judas
right here.
Is there. You text Judas?
I haven't texted Judas, but I was waiting
one.
For
But he's there. He already said something.
Oh, I clicked on him. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then at the bottom.
Okay. So who do you want me to go to?
Hold Jesus? On. Let's just go through them really quick. Okay. We don't have to read through them every single one. Then there's prophets.
Oh, Daniel
Daniel's
there.
Right there.
Daniel, Isaiah, Jonah's
there.
Ezekiel,
Jacob,
Elijah.
The worship tools, I clicked on. I was trying to find Satan on the worship before So I don't know. Nothing
Adam and
there.
Eve.
Her companion Bible study.
You
Noah,
can talk to Adam and
Eve,
you guys.
Oh yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I want to know about Eve.
And look at the bottom.
How it feels being a rib.
And at the end, when I finally enabled it, look at the bottom.
Oh my.
Where
gosh.
He belongs. Where he
the
is.
The little emoji.
Yeah.
The little devil emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So who are we texting first, y'all?
All right. I think we should start with Jesus.
Yeah, let's start with Jesus.
Let's start with Jesus.
I don't think we should start.
Now, I clicked on Jesus. He automatically sent a message. Let's click on.
Sorry.
I didn't know what to say.
That was Jesus.
That was Jesus.
Jesus is loud. We got to turn his mic down. Okay, let's ask him just kind of like some basic, what's it like to be the son of God?
Okay. What's it like? Do you think he knows like SOG? Like, you think?
Is that
let's just be proper with him.
Is
let's
that
not
an abbreviation?
I think so.
Yeah,
son of God.
Yeah, the Andre Ward.
Yeah.
He was SOG, son
Get
of
with
God.
The times, dude.
The boxer.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that, like, I didn't know religion was like. Cool
you know, change
like
it.
That. Yeah, yeah.
What's it like to be the
son? She said son of gods.
Sorry. Okay, so he said, as a son of God, I'm here to fulfill a divine purpose and bring salvation to humanity. It's a great responsibility and an honor to be chosen for this mission.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really generic.
Let's get the juices flowing here. Ask
What type of women he likes?
Oh no!
And you better not say Mary.
Imagine, whoa, a women do you like? You think we can break him? Like this app?
Damn, he's fast.
Yeah, he's what's he doing? Okay, so he loves everyone, and he doesn't have a personal preference.
This guy's not really giving.
Ask him if I should go to Japan and be a porn star.
There we go.
Should I go to Japan and be a porno star?
And then in parentheses, I'm a male.
I'm a male, but you already knew that, Jesus.
Yeah, he knows this.
He knows.
Okay.
Oh, not now.
He wants us to rate his app. Inappropriate query detected.
Okay, so this is a little lame, but should we go to?
We're asking. We should be asking Satan.
Yeah,
because he's not going to answer these type of questions.
Oh, let's go to Judas next. Actually,
okay, because I'm like, because Satan is paid for, so he might be a little bit more fine. Where's Judas? Do you? Oh.
Okay. What do you want to ask? And you shoot a question, Jazz.
Should I cheat on my boyfriend? Because you know how he cheated.
Yeah, he's well, he's.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Ask him that.
Hi, Jude.
Should I kill my brother?
Whoa. That's a good one, too.
It's just going to log us out.
Oh, man. I maybe should have messed
typing.
With it first.
As a follower of Jesus Christ. Okay, so
he's
encouraging
no.
me to act with integrity.
That's not a Judas thing.
No.
I don't think so, like you did, dude.
Come on, Judas giving us advice.
Okay, no. He's telling us to love Jesus. So should we go to the...
I think
yeah,
we gotta
so let's
go
just get
the
to
down.
The main event, dude.
Oh, he's talking first. Oh.
Greetings, mortal. I am Satan, the devil.
Okay, maybe you should ask him if you should cheat on your boyfriend.
Okay.
With a guy from New Zealand.
Should I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's just... Should I cheat?
No,
I
would.
Let's add some sprinkles. Should I cheat on my boyfriend with a super hot guy? Oh, I forgot.
Oh, whoa, interesting.
Sky's the limit. Okay. Advise against cheating on my partner.
What the fuck is this?
Cheating can cause significant emotional harm. This is not what Satan
would say.
This is
not Satan.
So don't buy this app, you guys.
Yes.
So should we buy this app? Or are we reviewing starting in the middle?
You know what? Now I know why you don't spend $2.99 on shit like this.
The reason I was silent, I just felt terrible. I was like, I felt fucking cheated, dude.
I can't believe this.
Could have gotten a quarter of a beer for this, guys.
I know, man. All
right, so
I thought it was good. I thought he was actually going to encourage something. I don't know.
Are we doing the scale? Should we?
What's the scale?
Scale is don't buy it.
Buy the app or don't buy the app.
Okay. No. Yeah.
This is the worst app ever created.
Yeah, we're also going to have a Patreon to recover the $2.99. All right, do we have a baby doll?
Do you guys have one? I have one.
Okay. Oh.
I was hoping for more than that.
We all were.
First time you guys have used it?
Yeah. I decided
to. What a disappointment, huh?
I know. And I wanted it to be the first time here. That's why I didn't do it. But I guess next time
lesson
I give
learned.
It a little. Lesson learned, yeah. But if you really could text Jesus, what would you text?
Should I cheat on my boyfriend with hot guys?
All right. The baby doll of the week is... this guy, I don't know his name, but he's a father.
Okay, cool. All
right. They don't tell me his name.
What kind of father?
He's a... what do you mean, what kind of father?
Like the priest?
No, no, not that type of father. Not our father.
We just talked about Jesus. Yeah.
This is a mortal father.
Okay.
And check this out, right? This is kind of an old story from 2015.
Okay.
But it sounds like it's from a movie. In 2015, a father saved his son's life when doctors wrongly declared him brain dead and were taking him off life support. The father brought a gun to the hospital, barricaded himself in his son's room, and had a standoff with the SWAT team until his son squeezed his hand and his son made a miraculous recovery.
Whoa.
Now, isn't there a movie like that kind of? With Denzel Washington.
I was going to say, is that Denzel Washington's?
Denzel Washington.
Ah, fuck, I can see that.
Now, here's a picture. It just has, it says Tom Ball Hospital Standoff, and it's a picture with the father and his son who's obviously on life support. Yeah. So whatever it was, he had a hunch that his son was not out of the woods.
Oh,
and had a fucking standoff with the SWAT team. Now, do you think there were any legal repercussions for him?
I was
going to
ask you
the hospital.
Well, I was going to ask you if there should be.
No, there should not. Definitely not be.
Well, then it would have cost more to like sue if you sue the hospital. But then how do you prove it? Like, I don't know. I guess. And then.
Well he can counter. I would argue that he can counter sue.
That's
you were about to kill my son.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Attempted murder.
Right, but he's breaking all these laws, right? Like,
yes.
He's carrying a gun
yes.
loaded into the hospital.
Yeah.
That's one. I think that's probably the...
Just
the,
like...
You know, stand up with the SWAT team. Probably a crime.
Yeah. Trying to look all cute with the Instagram picture.
Right,
breaking that law.
Yeah,
too.
Just
yeah.
Like, what's too far, though? Because he did it on a hunch, but if he wasn't right, then he's just a crazy guy with a gun, you know?
True.
So what's the...
True.
What is the line, and would you guys do you guys think you guys would ever be ballsy enough to do that shit?
I kind of feel like I want to believe that I would, you know?
Well, yeah, you tell me, dude, because yeah. I'm not a father, you know, like, I don't know.
Because, like, I kind of feel like you maybe wouldn't care about the consequences if you really believed in your heart that your son was alive and they were going to take him off life support. I think that you would do crazy stuff. I think I would do a crazy thing like that. Because if he dies, whatever. Your life is like in complete shambles if you lose a child, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to be wrecked anyway. You might as well be in jail
but
and
you
do push-ups and get buff or
you
something.
You have to like combat your rational mind to do that, right? I'm going to do this thing that feels weird for me to do. I'm going to bring my gun. I know that's wrong. Like, you have to do all of these mental steps to do that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a certain type of person, you know? That's cool. It worked out for him, but I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I could hold up yes. hold up with the SWAT team, man.
I know what you mean, though.
I don't know.
I think if I'd be, let's just say that just by coincidence, I'm on the same floor, my kid's sick, and then I see this fucking crazy guy, I would think he's crazy.
And Louis' Instagram picture, though, for this, he would have the fucking Rambo shit across his thing.
For sure.
He would have a grenade in his mouth. He'd be smoking a cigar
yeah.
with the fucking headband
yeah.
on with his rifle. And be all,
yeah,
you know?
A little John McClane energy.
Yeah.
Like, how could the
yeah.
same thing happen?
Yippee-ki-yay, yeah. motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I would... texting Jesus, asking if he was doing
what,
the right
should
thing.
Should I bring the gun?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that right now, as you read the story, and I know the outcome right away, and just like a quick 30-second like read, I go, yeah, good for him, dude. What a fucking tremendous dad. But if I were in the hospital and I was just like, this was all unfolding right before my very eyes, I think I'd be like, what a fucking psycho, dude. He's not alive, you idiot.
Right.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, oh, that's on my back.
You're in bed A, and then he's in like bed B.
Oh, yeah,
and
with
he's
the
at, like the curtain.
Yeah, the
and
eye.
You're
just
like, shh.
He's like,
I
laughed
for this shit, dude.
Yeah, and he's like, don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. And he's like, okay. Yeah,
he's like, I just twisted my fucking ankle, dude.
Yeah. So anyway, guy from that hospital, you are the baby doll of the week. Wild.
Well, you know, then we could get into the whole, was it luck? Or do you actually feel something? as a connection between a father and a son, and he just fucking knew, and then maybe we should look into that as well. I don't know.
Well anyways, some people have those strong gut feelings.
Yes,
that
man.
They know, you know?
Anyways, thanks for tuning in on the for this week's episode. If you guys know anybody that got gypped for $2.99 for a God app,
show this episode. If you guys think I should get some really cool bracelets, show this episode.
If you guys are being terrorized by the green goblin type monster, alien,
show this episode. Let's say miners, killer miners.
Yeah, miners, jetpacks. Woo!